Thanks for joining us today on Soulful Conversations with Chas and Deb. One of my favorite parts of the day has always been conversations with my friend and spiritual teacher, Deb. In 10 years, we've never run out of things to talk about when it comes to matters of spirituality, recovery, the heart, soul, and ego. I always have the questions, and she always has the answers. Today's topic is staying off other people's roller coasters. So, what are we talking about? What roller coaster?
Well, I'll tell you the two I'm trying to stay off of. You can tell me the ones you're trying to stay off of, right? In other words, not getting into when you know somebody is experiencing some highs and lows, that can be a terrible feeling. You know, it can be a little exciting going up, but coming down, is crashing is not fun. I've learned that from past experiences. So one of the roller coasters is my partner's, because with his health issues, he's like, I'm okay. And the next minute he's miserable as all get out. But most of the time he's miserable. But every now and then he thinks he's better, and then he finds out he's not better. So I just can't get on this, okay, you're all better now. Every time he says he's better, I know he's not. I know he's got some work to do. He's got physical therapy. He's got things he has to do to get better. So I'm not getting on that roller coaster with him. I can't. I know that it just takes time. The other roller coaster is yours. You already know that one. The whole guy, man stuff. I'm just not riding that roller coaster either, because I know it feels good when it feels good, and it feels horrible when it feels horrible, and I can't go there.
Yep.
I can't take any of that on. So those are the two. Well, those are the two main ones, I think. I think a roller coaster I'm getting off of today actually is with my partner's kids. It's just messy, and
that is a roller coaster ride always too.
It is. So I'm getting off the roller coaster in the sense that, you know, I'm waving the white flag and saying, okay, you know what, guys, let's just, for the sake of your father, let's just call a peace treaty and, you know, do what we got to do here.
Yeah.
So yeah, and they seem open to that, at least two of them. Are open to that. So yeah, no roller coasters today. I have my own little deal in my head. I have a roller coaster in my head. That's enough. Yep. Drama, right? Yep. That's enough drama. So how about
for
you?
Sure. Well, other than my own roller coaster, the biggest one that I need to stay off of is my son's, you know, and he's probably just my mirror, but he experiences extreme highs and lows. Like, he's a teenager, so understandable. Yes. You know, one day it's this and he's happy and he's feeling good, and the next day, crash. So I have to stay out of it. I listen, but I try not to buy into the drama of it with him. And on that same note, I try not to buy into the drama of other people texting me about his drama, like other family members wanting me to hop on their roller coaster ride regarding his roller coaster. You know what I mean? Like, yes. They want me to dramatize with them about him. No, I'm not going to do that either. Okay. So you
understand my position.
Yes. Yes. And even just, you know, other times, just, yeah, family members, just, yeah, wanting someone to dramatize with. I'm not that person anymore, so I don't really get those calls or those texts like I used to. I used to hop right on. I mean, I'd go right along for the ride. Sure. Why not? Like, something to do. But then my life got really quiet, and that felt intolerable. Now I'm back on a roller coaster ride again, but it still feels intolerable from other people because I have enough going on. Mm. So, yeah, it turns into a lot of drama really fast, for sure.
Right.
Yeah. And you can't fix it for that person. Like, I can't fix it for my son. All I can do is listen. all I can do is listen to him and tell him it's going to be okay. That's all I can say.
Yeah. So, it doesn't help the other person.
No, not at all.
No.
Just let him ride it out. Figure it out.
Like you said, he's a teenager.
Yeah, have these experiences that he's supposed to have, I guess. So, yeah. And he is girl crazy right now. It's the age. Guess he takes after his mama. So
there you can see what it looks like.
Probably his daddy, too. I mean, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of us. Yeah. So, anyway, roller coasters. Yeah, just really staying out of other people's drama.
Yes. Yeah, you're right.
And like we were talking about the other day, that's just a hiding place anyway. When you get into someone else's stuff, right? It's just a place to hide.
Yeah, it is. It's just a way to deflect our own story and our own pain and things we don't want to deal with by getting into somebody else's business.
Yeah.
And that's not a good idea. Nothing good is going to come out of that. It's, you know, it's just codependency.
It is codependency. You're right.
And just healing that codependent behavior.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's an escape. It for me, many years, it was a great escape from my own story, was to get into other people's stories. From the time I was a little girl reading books, I was there always, biographies and women that had gone through hard things or girls that had gone through hard things, but it was somebody else's story to deflect my own pain. Yeah. So it doesn't work anymore, though. Other people's stories only cause me more pain. It doesn't deflect anything anymore. It doesn't work.
There was a time because there's nothing you can do. Like, there's nothing you can do for that person.
No, and it doesn't work anymore to try to hide behind it. I don't, that's why I said I don't really have any hiding places.
Yeah.
I kind of have to feel everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not fun.
I know it's not. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So don't hop on. Join. No. What do you call it? What's the Mr. Toad's
wild ride?
Yeah.
The crazy train. I'm getting off the crazy train.
Yeah. It's probably the best thing you can do for yourself.
Bryce's mirroring, and mirroring is always a good topic too. Bryce's mirroring your boy crazy stuff and his girl crazy stuff, and my partner is mirroring my pain. He's mirroring my situation with physical issues. Can win it, and I can see myself. You know, you just start thrashing, you start wanting anything to fix it, make it go away. It's what we do. It's just human nature that when something physically like that is to try to get out of it. And I'm watching him. And then sometimes he thinks he's better.
Mm-hmm.
But it's only for that moment. It doesn't last, you know. Yeah, I see myself, and it's like, oof, it's kind of hard to watch. Probably like it's hard for you to watch Bryce, right?
Yeah, it is.
But I'm not trying to fix it. I'm coming from a place of being helpful. You know, I've gone from, now I'm a physical therapist. I'm nurse. I'm a maid. I'm everything. It's like, how do I get all these extra doggone jobs?
I don't know.
Yes. The medicine person. Yes. Yes. Everything.
He's definitely, it's crazy. It's crazy what this has turned into, because he is mirroring, like, even the issues that he's having. Like, it's nuts.
And I felt, in the beginning when all this started, I felt so helpless. I felt like I couldn't do anything. And I don't really remember. However, I think I had to do it myself. But I just remember just you know, not wanting to do much of anything, which is what yeah. he's doing, not much of anything. Just fear just wants to shut you down. And it, yeah. and pain can take up a lot of space in your head. Like, it can sure. take up your day. It can. And that's where I have to be mindful of. I'm getting too deep into my story because, you know, the whole day could go by and the pain has consumed me. But when I just do my best not to get into the story and just let it be there, those are better days for me. I'm staying out of the story.
Yeah.
Yes. And I have to share something. I don't think our friend will mind that I'm sharing this. But I have a friend who's who has a relative that hears voices. And I said, but we all hear voices in our head. Like, he's, you know, getting medication, going to a psychiatrist because he hears voices. But I said, don't we all hear voices in our head? Right?
Yeah.
And aren't those that voices pretty nuts?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's the difference?
That was my question to you. Like, haven't, like, because I know I've always heard them. I've always heard voices in my head.
We didn't go around telling people, though, I'm hearing voices.
Definitely not. Definitely. I just thought I was nuts. That's what I told you this morning. I just thought I was nuts. So, and it is. It is a nutty part of us. So
it is. It's the ego. Yeah.
Yeah. It's gotten louder these last 5 years. It has definitely gotten louder. But yep. I've always heard it up there.
Yeah. It's definitely gotten louder. You are so right about that, Chad.
Yeah, oh, I do think that we've all heard voices. Yeah, I guess it's just a matter of believing them or not. Believing what they say.
Exactly. Of understanding that it's the ego, it's the conditioned mind, it's the negativity, you know, and not giving too much power to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is helpful to know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can give you a better understanding too, not that it's right, but just why people do some of the crazy things they do in this world. Yeah. They're believing those voices up there. Yeah. So, yeah. We can do a podcast on that on another day.
Yes, that definitely would be a podcast.
That could be a whole day's worth. The crazy voices we hear. Yeah.
So, probably most people don't want to admit it, but
it's still no, because no, it's embarrassing. I mean, yeah, geez. I've told on some nutty things my head said.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So what's your word today?
My word today is forgiveness.
Oh.
Yes. Forgiveness.
Rolling with the forgiveness today.
Yes, because I see that I have a little bit of resentment. It's not a big one, but it's there. It's I can't get rid of it. I have resentment with my partner because I'm watching how much I do for him. And, you know, it's not that, I mean, these last 4 years, he's been to almost every doctor's appointment. He supported me that way. But as far as actually waiting on me or, you know, doing those checked out, goodbye, watching TV. So there's when I see how much I do for him in comparison to what he did for me, I do feel some resentment about that, and I want to work through that. I have to remember the things that he did do for me, and he helped me in so many ways. So did he help me in the ways that I've helped him? No, but I don't think I should keep score because it won't work out even. It just won't. I'm more of a caretaker and nurturer. He is not that. He is not that. He's like, are you better yet?
Yeah.
He wants to always think I'm better. And also with his children, to just forgive them. You know, there's some things that happen, and none of us were handled it very well situation. So just forgiving myself, forgiving them, just a day of forgiveness today. That's my intention. How about
I like
you?
It. I'm going with truth. I'm going with truth today. Just gonna pull on truth. Truth always saves me. Always. So I'm going back to work today. So it's a lot of time in my head.
All right.
Yeah. So just pull on truth and love. And nature.
Yeah, nature.
Yeah. Any last thoughts?
Nope, I think that's it for today.
Well, thanks for being here this morning, and thanks for sharing all your wisdom with us.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Soulful Conversations with Chas and Deb. For anyone who's interested in exploring more wisdom, check out Deb's blog at debbiecruz.blogspot.com and also one of her several recovery Facebook groups, Codependent No More, Support Group for Women, where you will find access to her other groups and also Zoom recovery meetings, where women get to connect directly and ask questions. Until next time!